Studying the Art of God, Judges 14, 5 through 9.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
Then went Samson down with his father and mother to Timnah, and came to the vineyards of Timnah, and behold, a young lion roared against him. Yahweh's spirit came mightily on him, and he tore him as he would have torn a young goat, and he had nothing in his hand. But he didn't tell his father or his mother what he had done. He went down and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well. After a while he returned to take her, and he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion, and behold, there was a swarm of bees in the body of the lion, and honey. He took it into his hand and went on, eating as he went. He came to his father and mother, and gave to them, and they ate, but he didn't tell them that he had taken the honey out of the lion's body. One thing I see in Judges is how God can paint a picture using real history. His art is elaborate and sometimes very difficult to interpret. I learned in a class in which we were being shown different forms of art that it's important to study the artist and his point of view. It helps you to gain a real appreciation for the work. I tried it in class and found it to be true. If I knew the artist, I could experience his art better. If the artist was trying to help us understand an unusual mixture of feelings, I could begin to experience it with him. I think that history is best appreciated when you understand the God who painted it. This piece of history looks strange at first, but let's try to look at it from God's point of view. Now, God had set aside Samson from birth for his own purpose. This is actually true of all of us, but God was making this obvious to everyone. Now, God allowed Samson to take his own path and show little concern for the things of God. On this day, when he was off trying to see the woman that God didn't want him to, he killed a lion that God allowed to attack him, but didn't tell his parents. Samson killed the lion. This means he touched a dead thing. That was a clear violation of the vow God had told him to keep. Could it be that God was warning him to stop by making him unclean? Samson went and visited the woman anyway. Later, after some time passed, Samson went back to marry this woman. On the way, he passed that dead lion again. This time, there were bees in it that God had allowed to form a hive with honey. Samson violated his vows again, reached into a dead body, took the honey out, and proceeded to eat it. Now, he not only touched a dead thing, he was also eating unclean food. To make matters worse, he went home and violated his own parents by feeding them this unclean honey without telling them where it was from. This story shows us that Samson was reckless and cared little about the one who had set him apart from birth. He demonstrated this in how he treated his parents, too. Samson was just following his passions while demonstrating that he didn't care about God. But God has already told us that he was using Samson and causing him to do something he needed to have done anyway. Whether a person is evil or good, God can do whatever he wants with whatever he wants. All he has to do is make a little honey somewhere, and the bad guys always fall for it. Isn't it interesting that God can even use a bad person in a spiritual way? Just because a person is being influenced by the Holy Spirit doesn't mean that they are in good terms with God.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.